from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution and want to thank Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning. And thanks to everyone, or most people, for all the calls and texts and emails.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
Thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Well, my prediction is going to be PCA, P. Crow Armstrong. So a Cubs outfielder will be the biggest star in Chicago by the year 2028.
Told him that a friend of mine congratulated him last night. I woke up to a text of a friend of mine congratulating him after what PCA did yesterday.
He's the most likely Cub player on that roster right now to be a star.
He accused me of trying to wind him up and bait him and all this nonsense.
I think
I could show you the
text. I could understand why you might say that any given morning.
Thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great work.
And a high fly ball to deep right center field. The Phillies have the lead. And Kyle Schwarber has the major league season record for leadoff home runs. He now has 14. It is 1-0 Phillies. The original record was 13 in 2003 by Alfonso Soriano.
Wow.
Schwarbaum.
Schwarber.
He got hurt in that game.
Did he get hurt then?
Yeah, I think he hurt his wrist.
I hope he's hurt only enough to keep him out of the Cubs series, but come back for the playoffs. That would be ideal.
We got the great Mark Grody. It's Grody time.
Thank you.
Grody time.
Bears. Thank you. Bears. I accept.
Bears.
And he is here with Dan. It's Dan Bernstein.
Oh, snap. Darn it. I remember... exactly where I was when Dustin said what he said about PCA. And I remember rolling my eyes like, oh, wow. Let it go, fanboy. And you know what? He might end up being closer to right than I thought.
Well, I think the conversation was, again, keep reminding me of the context because I forget.
The context was who's
Connor Bedard was coming to town, right?
Connor Bedard may have been here. And it was who's going to be like there was Caleb.
And I said, and I made the statement, I think Connor Bedard is going to be the biggest star in Chicago in 5 years.
So we asked the question, who will be the biggest star in Chicago in 5 years?
Right. But the way I thought about it, he may be a better and will be a better hockey player than PCA is a baseball player.
Yes, will be.
But that's not what you defined.
That's true.
It's the star in Chicago.
That's true.
You define biggest star.
And Groats, you got to admit, the enthusiasm is something. It's contagious.
It is contagious. And here's the thing about PCA.
PC amazing.
It's always something with you, man. PCA. How do you
I don't,
do it
I went
all?
From PCA. I went to, from PC AAA to PC amazing.
Yeah. Pretty good.
The beautiful part about Pete Crow Armstrong is that anything is still possible with this kid. Like we're seeing. Like
anything is possible.
Anything. If this was his ceiling, like right here, that's still a guy who could start for the Cubs, I believe. And I know there's a long way to go, but like the elite level of defense that this guy plays, you can overcome the lack of offense, even though we know the offense is getting better. And that's the part, too. too, man. My favorite thing in a Cubs game right now is when PCA gets on first base with nobody out.
And
when
starts bouncing.
He starts bouncing down to the – and then he's on third – I mean, you can pretty much guarantee he's going to be on third base.
The favorite thing last night is when he gets to the wall and has to wait to time up his jump because he's so fast. He's there like literally like looking at his watch, waiting for the ball to come – it was ridiculous. He got there early and then timed
his
jump.
Yeah, he had kind of
to steal a home run away.
It was awesome. Great. The catch he made in the seventh, where Bellinger is smiling and he just kind of goes under. I didn't even know
he overran the ball.
I was going to say, was that actually? Could that have been? That was close to a drop. Wasn't
it was close to a drop. Yeah. He dropped one the day before. Yes. We're talking about this, and was it the other day? He got to the ball. Was that Monday night? And he dropped a fly ball. Essentially, his glove.
He will do stuff like that still, like in every way, shape, or form.
But sometimes it looks like he might drop one while he's trying to kind of
hot dog it.
Well, he stopped doing the thing where where he catches the ball down low.
Yeah. Like, he still does that a little bit.
And Council doesn't like
Council doesn't like,
don't like
right,
it.
No, you just want to like give him a hug and say, all right, you're cool.
I think Council has gone, though.
Catch the ball.
Council, after last night's game, I think Council has gone from, oh my God, this kid thinks he's so cool and he hasn't done a thing yet, to, oh my God, did you see what he did? He saved the game.
Yeah, I think Council gets how good he is. I think that I think Craig Council understands that it looks silly to be that cocky or have that much flair when you haven't done anything.
Yes.
Like other players are going to resent that.
He knows he's good.
Yeah. Well, the opposition's going to resent that. And I would imagine guys on his team at one point in time were even like, what the hell?
There's a lot of friction in the front office about how good he is.
Yeah, if Nightingale were writing about the White Sox, I would take it to be 100% because you know exactly where it's coming from, and I don't know how he's sourced there. But, you know, you mentioned actually, I think we were talking about it a little bit off the air. The question that I have, we know you do not let your dogs watch White Sox baseball because – it kills. It's bad.
They eat the dogs.
Here's the thing.
Leave the dogs out of this, please.
I know White Sox baseball killed my dog in 2007. And
release the hounds.
So did you let your pets, Grody, Dave the cat, David, you've got like 15 golden retrievers.
That's right.
Last night we were dog sitting for Maggie the talking dog, and I waited to see, and she did look up. She did look up when she was warned that if she goes to Springfield, Ohio, that she could be eaten. So I'm just wondering, is everything okay? Is Dave okay? I picture Dave like, wah, come on!
Well, coincidentally, Dave and I did go to the vet yesterday. So Dave felt strong and just relieved to not be sitting at a veterinarian's office anymore. So it went by him. But I will say this, I don't like any conversations about dogs or cats dying or being
I don't either.
So right now,
let's talk about dogs on a leash, not a menu.
And your dogs were okay? They were just making sure, because if they heard
they
might get worried.
Did you get all your shots?
I got mine while I was there as well.
Dave?
Yeah, shingles. They keep saying I got to get shingles shot.
Dave has shingles.
That means I'm just getting old, man. I don't want to hear about
Dave
any of that
shingles?
Stuff. No, Dave does not have shingles. Okay. Dave is overweight. We did put Dave on a very special diet yesterday. Although Dave the cat is very healthy, but he's 7 years old and he needs to start to lose weight.
Is that old? I don't know. Years.
Like it's same as dog years. What is that? Yeah.
Is that right?
Seven.
That's
seven.
Fairly old.
So
right?
I was walking the other day, and I was walking down here, you know, Lakeshore East, that beautiful park down there where there's all these, you know, the dogs walking around. And I'm walking, and I'm walking, and there's a cute dog, and there's a cute dog, and there's a tortoise. What? And there's a guy walking a tortoise.
No way.
No, he wasn't walking it.
Walking the tortoise.
They need exercise, too.
And so I said, hello.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email.
power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
What's your name? And it has your name
to the turtle.
Yeah,
and so you talk to the turtle.
The great thing was the dogs responding to the turtle. They had no idea how to respond to the tortoise.
That's hilarious.
So I said, "How old is your tortoise?" Which is not often something you expect to say.
That sounds a little weird.
And
man.
He said, "7."
Oh,
and I said, "Oh, 7." And I said, so what is that in tortoise years? And he said, well...
Like 2.
Not even. Yeah. I said, the tortoise will live somewhere between 100 to 120 or right. even 150.
Wow, they've seen some things, man. These right. tortoises, yo.
But they move so slow.
But this one's
was
7.
He, was he dragging the thing themselves. Or was he walking extremely
no,
slow?
No, it was just walking next to him, and he had little bits of lettuce that he was sort of giving as treats. And he was
but
walking
he must be
with
walking
him.
Slow.
He was. I mean, he's not sprinting. But it wasn't
like he was with a hare.
It was no. It was a desert. I said, "Is that a gopher tortoise?" No, it's a desert tortoise. And just the looks on the dogs' faces—they're looking at each other like,
"The hell
is that
do
thing?
We eat this? Do we play with this?
Right. What does it do?"
Really quick, I see that, and I raise you a parakeet. I was at my Jewels the other day in Oak Park. There's a guy walking around with a full size parakeet on his shoulder
in the Jewels?
In the Jewels.
It's driving me nuts.
Yar.
I think you're making that up, Crowdy.
No, I'm
it's
not.
It's an old
pirate joke. Something you make up.
What, yeah. Dan, what have ye today?
We're going to get to some important Caleb Williams things. We're going to hear Matt Eberflus, what he said to Rich Eisen about maybe changing the Roma Dunze injury timetable a little bit, which kind of caught us off guard. And then we'll hear from Eberflus later in the afternoon. I'm sure somebody's going to ask about it. Cubs math. We got to do a little bit of that. Daunting though it may be. Mike Florio at 11, High Noon 11:45, Robert Mays 12:25. And like I said, we'll turn around everything that Flus and Caleb Williams have to say probably around 1 o'clock. We'll have that audio. Russ Dorsey on all things baseball at 1:25 and more.
Have a great show.
Bears.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.